Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Well, it is an absolute pleasure to welcome both Elizabeth Cooper and Ryan Erb from United Way Perth Huron joining us in the studio with lots of details, of course, on the campaign and so much more. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Now, Ryan, Elizabeth, I thought you'd be dressed for Halloween with Halloween coming up on Monday.
You don't think this is my costume?
Oh, the beauty of radio.
Yes, yes. Our red and black United Way jackets we are wearing.
It's very seasonal. So, Elizabeth, let's kick off with you with a campaign update. Always an exciting time.
Absolutely. We just lit our 20% light bulb downtown on our thermometer. Amazing. Awesome. Actually, we're just a tiny bit over 20%, so that's pretty great. So far, we've raised $494,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, only about 5 or 6 weeks into the campaign, so we're pretty happy about that. And then sometimes we ask ourselves, why do people give? And United Way must be in line with their values. They'd like to give back to the community. We're 100% local. Money stays 100% local here in Perth County.
And that makes such a difference. It's all about community, helping community. And when you donate and give to the United Way Perth Huron, it makes such a difference.
Yeah, especially now when the social issues are so much more visible downtown. Food shelf lines are longer, homelessness, food insecurity. And Emily Murphy Center lineups are long there. So the need is great.
Absolutely. So again, perthhuron.unitedway.ca is the website for details. And let's celebrate these workplace campaigns, because this is really a big part of the campaign for sure.
It is. We like to celebrate our workplace campaigns, and some of them that are starting are the Avon Maitland District School Board, the Huron Perth Catholic District School Board, Acumental Manufacturing, as well as the City of Stratford. So workplace campaigns means that you can donate through your payroll deduction. Mm-hmm. So we usually champion someone on staff to help lead that. And it also encourages volunteerism within your company. You get some leadership skills, and you get to know your peers, and you also help a great cause.
Yeah, exactly. And it's easy to make a donation that way, and it makes such a difference. These workplace campaigns are huge for this.
Yeah, it's a big part of our income for sure. We have over 300 businesses and organizations in our community who participate in our workplace campaign. So we want to thank those that have already given, and welcome those that are to come.
And yeah, not too late to be a part of this for sure. And of course, Ryan Erb is here. Ryan, let's talk about, we talk about hashtag unignorable issues, and things like the living wage is so important.
Yeah, we've been talking about living wage since 2015. You know, mm-hmm. It was a new term.
Right,
back then.
Yes.
People didn't know what it was. And so we introduced
it
to the community through some research and shared that information. And now it's common language, which is great. Folks in our community are saying, you know, I appreciate the idea of getting paid a living wage. Obviously, you think about right now with all the inflation that's happening and the challenges that people are facing, you know, when they go to the grocery store, making choices maybe they haven't had made before. And we recognize that paying a living wage is part of the solution in this challenge that we face as a community. So we're here to celebrate today, though, because we had a first-time living wage certified employer, the first church, actually, in our region, Avon Mennonite. So we're grateful for that.
Fantastic. Yeah. That is great news. And that's Avon Church, and they're located at Factory 163.
That's right. Yeah, that's where they meet weekly. And so we're really grateful that a church has stepped into that space. I think, you know, churches in general feel comfortable in that justice space.
Sure.
But this group decided they were going to, you know, focus on it and make sure that it was something that they could say proudly to the community that they support and endorse. And so we're grateful that they've made that step.
And if a business is listening and thinking that, you know, the living wage is something that's, you know, it's out there, it's not attainable or not functional from our workplace, these numbers are calculated locally for Huron Perth.
That's right, yeah. So the living wage is calculated all across the province, and we do it locally by submitting numbers to Living Wage Ontario, and each year we get a new calculation. In mid-November, we'll have a new calculation for this year, which it's going to go up, and substantially we expect this year, because obviously inflation has been going on, rising food prices, housing costs, all those sorts of things. But what we need to understand is that people have to be able to make those ends meet, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a big part of it. And many businesses tell us us actually paying a living wage is good for their bottom line.
So it makes sense.
It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. And I know it's not easy or perfect or whatever for all businesses, but we do recognize that this is a positive conversation to have in the community. We want to make sure that we encourage people to say this is a good thing for everybody to do.
Absolutely. So again, details about the living wage with the United Way Perth Huron. Elizabeth, you wanted to jump in on this?
Yeah, that's right. It's really easy to certify. It's not scary at all. You can certify, but you can certainly call our office, but we have a page on our website all about living wage and how to certify. Basically, it's just a couple of clicks away, and Living Wage Ontario gives you a call, and it sets it in place, and it's really easy, and it makes such a difference to your staff and the community around if you can pay your living wage.
That's what it's all about. PerthHuron.UnitedWay.ca is the website for more details. Elizabeth Cooper and Ryan Erb with United Way Perth Huron. It's always a pleasure, and any Halloween costume suggestions going on?
Well, we have a contest at work, I think I'm going to be the Eiffel Tower.
That's great. I think she might win, given that. But anyway, we'll see what Jamie comes as when he pops over. We're waiting for that.
There we go. All lit up. There you go. Yep. Elizabeth and Ryan, thanks so much.